This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Seven of the leading U.S. Democratic presidential candidates debated Thursday night in Los Angeles. The high-profile debate hosted by PBS NewsHour and Politico saw the candidates weighing in on President Trump's impeachment. Senator Bernie Sanders.
We have a president who is a pathological liar. We have a president who is running the most corrupt administration in the modern history of this country. And we have a president who is a fraud, because during his campaign, he told working people one thing, and he ended up doing something else.
One reason the debate was held in California is because the solidly Democratic state gained significance due to its primary election date being moved up by 3 months. With the 495 delegates at stake, California likely to play a major role, a bigger role, that is, and who will be determined as the Democratic Party's nominee. President Trump said he wants an immediate trial in the Senate following his impeachment, but as AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are in no hurry.
They've put forward a couple of witnesses that they would like to see called, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, former National Security Advisor John Bolton, and so she is hoping that by holding this off that they might move on some of this. And the reason why she is hopeful that she has even just a small bit of leverage is that President Trump wants this trial to happen. He wants to be acquitted on live television. He doesn't want the House impeachment to be the last act here. Certainly, if he is able to win re-election, even having been impeached, he will see that as real vindication. He will see that as a real sign that he can triumph over great adversity, over the biggest constitutional marker that is out there to curb his powers.
That's Julie Pace reporting. And from here in Washington, this is VOA News. Pakistan's government announced Thursday it is seeking to disqualify the head of a three-judge panel which ruled that the corpse of convicted former military dictator Pervez Musharraf should be hanged for 3 days outside parliament if he dies before his execution. Top government officials hurriedly called a news conference on Thursday, saying they have decided to initiate legal proceedings against the judge for issuing, in their words, a despicable order and violation of the Constitution. Pakistan's law minister said neither the Constitution nor the Islam religion allows public hangings. The high treason trial against Musharraf stemmed from his actions in 2007 when he briefly imposed an emergency in Pakistan by suspending the Constitution to try to cling to power. He placed top judges, including the then Chief Justice, under house arrest for opposing his rule. The World Health Organization says insecurity and lack of access in conflicted written parts of the Democratic Republic of Congo remain major threats to ending the Ebola outbreak there. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Health officials are concerned progress made against the Ebola outbreak in the North Kivu and Ituri provinces could come undone because of ongoing fighting among dozens of armed groups. The World Health Organization says the deadly virus has been cleared from 25 of the region's health zones. It says an average of 4 to 10 new cases a week have been recorded in 4 zones in recent weeks. However, the executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Mike O'Ryan, says there's been a big increase recently in the number of cases in North Kivu's Mabalako zone. He says there is real concern that continued transmission of the virus in Mabalako could potentially reinfect Butembo, which would be a major setback to Ebola containment efforts. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's recent resounding general election victory has made it certain that Britain will part company with the European Union come the end of January, fulfilling the government's key re-election campaign pledge to get Brexit done. But whether Johnson's government will be able to forge a trade deal with Brussels by the end of 2020, the deadline set under the terms of the withdrawal agreement struck by London and Brussels in November, is another matter. Under the deadline, Britain will be in transition with access to the EU's single market and customs union, and it will be obliged to observe EU laws and regulations as well as product standards. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.